science. Now, when I was in school, I always thought about science kind of being like the cool person's math. Welcome to the Beer Feelings Podcast, where together we are indulging in life and craft beer. This show is all about demystifying the craft beer space in a fun and flirty way for those who are just beginning their beer journey or for people who already love their brews and are hungry to learn more. My name is Natalie Jones, and I am the beer drinking gal pal you never knew you had. Now, the past few weeks, we've gone over a lot of beer facts and like practical tips. So I feel like the podcast is due for just a little deeper dive into my own beer brain. Lately, everywhere I go, I'm seeing back to school this and back to school that. So my happy little beer brain said, why not turn that into some beer inspiration? So on this episode of the podcast, I'm going to turn your favorite school subject from way back in the day into a beer style recommendation for you to try out or dive deeper into. Let's get going. Quick reminder, if you guys haven't done so already, make sure to hit that follow or subscribe button. And if you're enjoying the show, go ahead and leave a speedy quick little review that helps other listeners find shows like this one. So thank you in advance. But let's get on to school subjects, starting with math. Now, this was always my favorite subject growing up. I really liked it because it had rules, it had guidelines, it was practical. And if you followed all of the right steps, kind of in a mathematical equation or doing algebra or trig or something, if you followed the steps, if you followed the rules, you would always get the right answer. So if this sounds like you in a past life, I want to recommend one of the most reliable beers I have ever had the pleasure of drinking, the Hefeweizen. What I love so much about this beer is the strong yeast character. Now, of course, whenever you go to different breweries, there's going to be little nuances from place to place, but you can always depend on a bold banana and clove flavor, which I absolutely adore, but it's a reliable brew. So math nerds, Hefeweizen for you. On to English. Now, in putting together this episode, I'm actually realizing that of all the school subjects that I'm going to talk about, English, or language arts as it was called for most of my life, is really one of the few that I'm using the same skills I learned in school still today. I don't do calculus when I'm placing new inventory orders, but I do still read and write. So anyways, I'm going to pigeonhole here a little bit based on the people that I knew growing up that loved this subject. So when I was growing up, my friends that liked English the best were kind of like moody and dramatic. They kept to themselves. They loved getting to the bottom of a mystery and always had a big stack of books in their locker. And then like at lunch, don't even try talking to them because they were nose deep. So for all my bookworms out there, I'm choosing a beer that I also find to be just a little mysterious, which is the Black IPA. It's roasty like a stout, but still has that complex hop character coming through. So there's lots to explore. And I just like dark beers in general feel much more dramatic to me than their lighter counterparts. So to be honest, this beer really makes me want to like English more. It's been a while since I've had it. So now, okay, maybe I'll like embrace. Maybe I'll embrace English. Maybe I'll change from math. But on to our third subject is going to be science. Now, when I was in school, I always thought about science kind of being like the cool person's math. Like there are rules, but there's still some risk. So you could do everything right and your like titration or whatever you were doing in lab could still go to shit. Or at least mine always seem to. So for you little mad scientists out there, the beer I've chosen for you is really an experiment in and of itself. I have chosen a sour, but not just any sour. I want you guys to seek out a spontaneously fermented sour. Now, this subset of the sour group collects its yeast and bacteria straight up from the air instead of having little like pouches and adding it into the fermenter. So you kind of think you know what you're getting into when you brew it, but it really is just a trial and maybe it's going to hit and maybe it won't. So, I mean, like, I guess let's step back a little bit. Good brewers that do this have it hit more often than not, but I think you guys get where I'm going. So scientists, go find a little boozy experiment. And we're going to wrap things up with those of you whose favorite school subject was physical education. Now, I feel like the kids that I knew growing up who liked gym class more than anything, I feel like, maybe I'm like pigeonholing them, but I feel like they also had ADD. They liked to move. They didn't like feeling stuck behind a desk. They liked excitement, like from a game or competition. They like action, like it's go, 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 go. So if you fall into this energetic group, I'm going to recommend a good old New England juicy IPA. If you can find one that's like a combination with a sour, even better. But if not, just look for one with bold citrus notes in it. These beers are peppy. They are joyful and they change a little bit as they warm up. So right off the top, when you smell the foam, you're going to see one side of the hops. And then as it sits in the glass for just a quick second, you're going to get to see another side. So it's going to like quench that ADD nature. So I'm curious, which category did you fall into? Math, English, science, or PE? Or maybe you fell into something else like social studies or art. So let me know. Let me know how the beer recommendations go. But that's going to be it for this week. Next week, please make sure to tune in. It's going to be such a fun episode. We are going to chat about what being a good beer even means. So that's going to be it for this episode. I hope you guys are having a great day, that you continue to do so, and that no matter what you choose to do, you're doing it with a great beer in hand and even better people by your side. Cheers.